Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Silly Kitty started the race and broke mommy's favorite face. What to do? Please recommend. I should help my little friend.
Mimi, do you have some glue? No, it didn't work. Hello, Vicky. Can you draw a vase? Oh, no, it didn't work either.
Silly Kitty started the race and broke mommy's favorite face. What to do? Please recommend. I should help my little friend.
Dodo, can you make a vase? No. No.
Dear, who broke the vase?
It was me. I broke the vase.
It's not a big deal. And this new vase is even better.
Silly Kitty started the race and broke mommy's favorite vase. What to do? Please recommend. I should help my little friend.
Subscribe and like.
Hello, you're listening to Vargecast, where each week we talk about our favourite Varges from our childhood, and we talk about them and we rate them out of 10. So this is Vargecast, and we rate them over stability, look, what type of flowers go with them. And we are lucky this week. We are lucky on Vargecast. We have a It's not Varges made out of cars. That'd be ridiculous. We have a legend in the industry with us right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the great-great-great-grandfather of the inventor of the vase, not the Greek one, the one we use in modern-day society, it is Vernon Vase. How are you, Vernon Vase?
Hello. I thought you were going to say Toby Jug then.
I could have gone with Toby Jug, but that's not your name. It's Vernon Vase. And Vernon Vase, having a grandfather who was a visionary, someone who changed everybody's living room, everybody has had a vase, one of the modern vases, not one of the Greek ones. Was there anything your grandfather ever said to you?
He said to me, if you're gonna put flowers in it, make sure they're not deadly. We don't want deadly nightshade in it.
Fair enough. And also, Vernon Vase, your great-great-great-great-grandfather would have been around quite a few decades before you, so you would have never spoke to him. Fraud! You're listening to Small Screen Nostalgia.
Let's go.
One week we will rehearse it at the beginning and decide what we're going to do before we start.
There was a moment there where you genuinely looked like you'd been caught out, like it was your fault. He's not Vernon Varge, he's Chris Barnes. And I'm AMJ, and together we do this.
It's quite early in the morning, and I'm not ready for doing Varge improvisation
yet. Yeah, well, no one is ready for Varge improvisation. There was a look in your eye when we started that of, oh God, he's really gone in on this. He's clearly just looking at stuff around him, and you'd be correct.
Kaiser Soze improvisation. Oh, dressing gown, books.
Oh, stuff.
Stuff.
But all is good. How you been? You've been a busy, busy boy. You've been out every day this week.
Yes, and I was out last night, and I did a gig, and then I got berated on the station by a drunk lady.
Oh, I really want to hear about the gig, but you know what I want to hear about more. Talk about the drunk lady slagging you off.
Because when I go home on my bike, I wear my high-vis stuff. Mm. So she thought I worked for the railway, so was moaning at me that the toilets were shut and were saying to me, can you open them for me? And I was like, no, I can't. I don't work here, love. I'm getting on the train. I didn't say love. I didn't demean it in that way.
I bet you did. No, love. Nah. I don't work here, though. I could open them, but I ain't going to.
And the bloke down at the bottom was pissing himself laughing. And then when she went, he went, she's been doing that to everyone that's come in. I was like, oh,
well, those Ashford toilets.
No, this is Maidstone toilets.
Oh, mate. There's something weird about toilets on train stations where I don't know why the train station staff refuse to ever open them.
Yeah, why in the evening? I don't know what people are going to do. If staff members are still there, I don't understand what people are going to do. Well, they might do drugs.
But they're going to do drugs in them in the day. If it's bloody Maidstone, they're going to do it in the morning, the day, the afternoon. They loves it.
They do love it.
If they're equivalent to McDonald's, I'm joking. I'm not slagging off Maidstone. I'm from Dover. So what was I going to say about it? Yeah. Train stations are weird with that. I don't understand. My train station, my local one, won't name it. I think I've seen that toilet open twice in the last 2 months.
What, in the daytime? It doesn't even open in the daytime.
In the daytime. And there's been a ticket office open and everything.
I was also pissed off because I was meant to go home at 10:30. And I got to the train station and it was cancelled. I had to wait till 11:30 to get the next one.
Been quite the week for you, wasn't it?
And then there was signs underneath going, oh, there might be a replacement bus. And it's like, oh, no.
Might be. That's even worse. Was it a replacement bus?
No, the train came at 11:30. What have you been doing this week?
Loads. I'm not going to lie. I took a big bite of cookie at that point. Give me a sack. I'm back. Loads. My brand new gig, Ales and Antics, kicked off. First one was brilliant. And next week, we've got special guest Trevor Feelgood.
Hello.
Is that it? I did that.
No one else is on.
It is just you. It is just me and you.
I thought Matt was doing it as well.
Yeah, Matt's doing it. And there's many, many more. We've got Alexis Roy on it.
Oh, I like him. I like him from Succession. I did that joke last week as well. Ha, 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 ha.
You did. It's a very good, very good joke. And you should be proud of that, man. Proud.
But you said it was a good gig. I'm not having this. Because
why?
There was no pictures.
But there was no... I don't really take pictures, though. I'm really... The thing is, I'm from the 90s, and I don't ever think... Even when I'm having a nice time, I don't think, I need a picture of this. Even gigs I've done where I've gone, there's a lot in, I need a picture. There are pictures of Chuckle Bomb from the other night, which look amazing.
Well, I've got pictures for Feel Good Comedy because we've got a Facebook page, so I've seen them up
there. I saw it.
Yeah, the ones inside and outside.
Yeah.
And I was annoyed last night I didn't get a letter from the Rotary Club after I'd finished. That is what I want now.
Well, the problem is as well, Chris, is like the Rotary Club don't have jurisdiction over all comedy clubs in the UK.
It's
just that one. And thank God it is just that one and no other comedy clubs.
It should be.
You don't want people laughing during the acts. It's been ruining the comedy. We want a miserable as sin.
They want.
Oh, bless them. They do great work, the Rotary Club, but old racist. I'm joking. You're not old racists.
I might have.
You're bigoted. No, I'm joking.
I might do that gig again. Just ruined it.
Might you? Have things gone that badly in your career that you're doing multiple gigs for the Rotary Club?
Well, I saw 5 years ago I was doing a working men's club in Manchester.
Yeah, working men's is different though, because it's not. Yeah. I'd do all the working men's clubs, for I am a working man. And God, also, I've been working this week. I'm so tired.
But also, someone has just offered me to start running a gig in Gillingham. I'm like, way, look at me, I've got a franchise.
You have Gillingham, whereabouts?
Parkwood.
I have no idea where that is.
No, neither do I.
You're going to have a lot. You're smashing it, mate. You are Generations Jonglers. That's it. You are Jonglers.
I've got one, then I've got another one, and I've got a child, then I'll be spinning plates, and then I'll be sending people to do gigs, And people going, oh, Chris sent me to another shit gig. Yes, I'm going to be that guy.
I had an agent once. I won't name him. Kim, I'm showbiz. But he said to me, I'm going to book you in for Ilfracombe on Wednesday the 27th. And that's great news, Kim. But I'm already booked in for Ilfracombe on Wednesday the 27th. And he booked me twice for the same gig.
Yes, but you do that as well.
I do that. But the difference is, man, I'm not an agent. That's the main difference on that one.
Have you listened to Richard Herring with Joe Lycett?
I have been listening to Richard Herring, not finished it yet.
What, with Joe Lycett?
Yeah.
When he talks about Avalon.
Oh, mate, yeah. Well, can I just say, I love Avalon. Avalon are fantastic, and I won't have a word said about them. Chris, what did you hear?
Joe Lycett was at Edinburgh Festival at something called The Wrestling, and I was there, and someone knocks on his door to be for him to be taken to the ring because Nick Helm's been knocked out. There's a sentence. Yeah. So he knocks on the door and he says, I can't help because I'm doing a charity gig for Avalon Axe to get their money back. And I laugh because I know what that means. And apparently it went into the review of said show, and Avalon were not happy with him for a while afterwards.
Yeah. It's a lot of money to lose on it. Yeah, shunned by them. But they do a lot of good bookings as well.
If memory serves right, I think he mentioned Avalon twice. I think he did it when he actually came out as well.
I think it's a very industry-based thing to say, isn't it, on something like that? For about 12 of them to go, and the rest of the audience going, what?
So people don't know what Avalon is, so Adam is now going to explain what Avalon is.
Avalon are an agency for comedians and TV.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of good work and book in a lot of great acts and give you the entertainment you need on a day-to-day basis. They're also one of the biggest in possibly, I'd say, the world. So they are, when something gets big, people like to pull it apart. And I just want to say, good on you, Avalon. You're legends.
But off the curb can fuck off.
Yeah. I'm never going to get put my fucking off the... I mean, yeah. Oh, mate. Talking in bloody riddles. This podcast. There's someone listening to this going, I have no idea what the first 10 minutes is. No. I've not even mentioned the show.
This is so inside baseball.
Do you want to talk about the show?
Nah, don't bother.
Well, is that going to be annoying for the listener?
Well, I've watched it.
What? Look, I've watched it too.
So we watched
Splash! Not to be confused with the film about the mermaid.
You do it again. I talked
so. So we watched Splash. I thought we were going to do it together. So it was on like a Splash.
Oh, well, what happened with that?
You say Splash and I'll do the sound effects. You do it.
What happens with that is you have to tell me to do that. I don't know.
Yeah, but we know we've got it going. It's like the Mighty Boosh.
This week we watched Splash.
Ah!
Tonight, Olympic hero Tom Daley returns to take five celebrities to the edge.
So scary and so high.
As they dive into the unknown.
The celebrities are going to struggle.
It's like a panic. I can't breathe.
One mistake and it's going to hurt a lot.
It's time.
I'm just so scared.
To make.
So much can go wrong.
A splash.
I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
That'll do. That's. Can I just put that as well? I did a gig. I did Chuckle Bomb, and there was a woman called Ange, and Ange was very drunk, and she fell asleep through the show. And her friend, I said, "Oh, she fallen asleep." She said, "No, she's just very disappointed in you all."
Yeah,
wow, that's a heck of a half.
I did my balloon animal last night, where I get a balloon, I blow it up, and then I stick a picture of a dog on the side of it, pretend I'm doing balloon modelling.
Yeah.
An audience member, just after I'd finished doing it, went, "That's a shit dog."
Oh, that's beautiful.
I moaned at him when I went to art college. I drew that dog. I don't know where it's gone now.
You did
got to draw another
one. You did go to art college.
Oh,
man.
And then I built in it and said, oh, the funniest thing that's happened so far is the audience being funny. And they all laughed at that. And I thought, yes, but I'm the one that made you think of that. Anyway, splash.
You've got them. Splash. Here it is. Chris, can you explain to our listeners what the premise of this show was so I can work out why it was made?
Avalon, come along. It's made by Avalon.
Why are we taking pot shots at Avalon? We got nothing, mate. We've got nothing.
So I want to go to Stephen Bartlett again. So you want to know what it's made for? It's quite simple.
Yeah.
ITV have got Dancing on Ice, which is a little bit like Strictly. But before that, they tried something else. And this is basically Strictly with diving.
Oh, I thought it was because they booked Tom Daly and signed him up and realised, shit, we haven't got a show to shove Tom Daly in. And this is what was put together. They thought, Tom Daly, diver, let's do a show with Tom Daly training celebrities how to dive in the style of Strictly Come Dancing with Joe Brand as one of the judges.
And Michaela Strachan, Gemma Munna, someone from Hollyoaks.
Don't matter.
The little one from Diversity, Ricky Grover, and the JC, Gemma Collins. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back.
So there's a lot to talk about, a lot. There was people who were very good at diving. There was Gemma Collins, who I actually felt sorry for Gemma Collins by the end of this. The bruises got me.
I will admit this, I'm not a big fan of the JC.
I am not a big fan of the JC.
What gets me is that she keeps booking herself for television programmes that she's not capable to do.
I think this was the case, and she wasn't doing too. She didn't go to the top straight away, which is fair enough. Diving, and she went on the bottom one, and she wasn't the best diver. And you see the bruises. She's not, and I'm not having any pops at her, because I think anyone in the same, if anyone can make as much money as she did doing what she did, go for it. But when you're on live television with Vernon Kay shaking like a leaf, because you're terrified of jumping off the board. And she was terrified. And then she had to do a thing where she had to do it again to stay in the competition. And I've never seen someone so happy to lose a competition. Man, she was terrified, bless her.
But she has also signed up for a show called Splash where you have to jump off a diving board.
Yeah, but I suppose, I think it's like, if you've got that many offers coming in, though, you must take stuff on a whim and think that'd be all right. You don't expect to be in an intense training course with Tom Daly, who I don't know what I think about Tom Daly either. Yeah, I don't know. It just annoys me with the knitting, I think.
What knitting?
He knits, didn't he, Tom Daly?
Oh, okay. I thought, for the listeners there, you thought you'd just missed something in the middle. No. Well, I didn't know he knitted. I think I think he's very boring.
Yeah, I think that's what gets me with people more than anything else. I like people that have a bit of character. Dodgy's good. I don't mind knowing dodgy people or hanging around dodgy people. That's why we're so good friends. But, like, boring. And then what they do with the boring people now is they put them on front of a TV. So they are now in front of the nation on a Saturday night.
Also, the judges, apart from Joe Brand, the other two were just...
Not like... the Michael Barrymores. Where's Michael Barrymore?
I don't think Michael Barrymore... Adam. Adam.
Adam. Oh, look at him. He walked straight into it. Look at him. Oh, that was beautiful.
That's staying in. But we've all done the joke in our head, so we can move on. I was about to say, what? Yeah, you know what I was about to say. But anyway, yeah, they were so boring. They're just someone who trained Tom Daly and then a silver medalist, which also gets me. He can't even get a gold medalist in diving.
Yeah, because everyone else who's probably asked went, that sounds terrible.
Well, what the slight problem is that in Strictly, when they do a dance, that's 2 minutes of television time taken up with doing the dance and then going over to see the judges. In this, in 30 seconds, they've jumped off the board and then they could do a replay again. Yeah. But that's about it. And then you have to go.
Well, I watched it and then I speed watched it back to see if I missed anything. And I missed two dives.
You fast-forwarded the Strachan, or did you watch the Strachan?
I did fast-forward. The Strachan was brilliant, I thought. The Strachan was brilliant. And what a legend. We don't see enough of Michaela Strachan, do we?
Well, we did in this. She was in a bikini. Tom Daly is basically the body from the Cube, where they say, oh, we've got this dive front pike, or whatever it's called. Let's see how Tom does it. So Tom does it for them.
And the thing is with Tom as well, say what you want about him. He's a bloody good diver.
He is.
There's no two ways about it. He is next level. Like, Tom, that's what you're good at. Hosting and being interesting, on the other hand, meh.
Hosting this was Vernon Kay and Gabby Logan. And I've put at the bottom, Vernon, stop doing jokes. Stop.
I like Vernon's jokes. I thought they were brilliant. I thought Vernon has worked hard. And also, we didn't have any of the episodes where he was in shorts.
Is there episodes with him in shorts?
Yeah, the trousers change in episode 2 for shorts because obviously it gets wet. It gets wet round a swimming pool. I don't need to tell you that. You're a clever man. I think this concept is possibly one of the worst things ITV have ever come up with.
But
someone pitched this. Someone went into a room and pitched this. And obviously, like, this country, I love it. When it's great, it's one of the greatest places. But we do this thing. We win the Olympics. And then we take the Olympics. We don't win the Olympics, but we do well at the Olympics. And then we take the Olympians and we think we need projects for them. And because, like, they're Olympians, they don't understand that this isn't a great idea because they know about the sport. Wouldn't it have been better, this show, if it weren't celebrities, and it was just people we didn't know?
I don't know. I don't think it would have improved it at all.
I just don't think it was an hour.
Also, the most surprising thing is that they kept saying, this is this year's show. So it'd been on before. This isn't the very first episode. If there was more than one series.
Maybe they were doing that thing where you try and throw positivity in the universe and you say, like, this is my first house in order to make it, give him a second series.
Let's have a look. There's so many series that were.
Give him a second series, you shit.
Now, on air, it says one season.
That's what they were saying this year's show. Because I figured that might have already a done deal.
Oh, what's that? However, in that... Oh, no, they did do two series.
Why?
I'm annoyed that we watched this one. Next week was Paul Ross.
Was it?
Yeah.
Next week? Did they change them weekly?
Oh, yeah, wow. they have different ones. And it was Paul Ross next week.
We could watch that now and end this here.
What? And they come back next week? No, I'm not watching more of it.
I don't know what this was. I think TV got lost around 2009 to 2014. And I don't think it kind of had its identity again for a long time. And I think this is a product of that.
My favourite bit, Perry from Diversity, these glasses on.
Yeah.
And
And every time he dived, he couldn't see.
He had to take them off. Gabby Logan says, "We're going to have your glasses." So she takes glasses off him. And then she says, "Let's go and watch, see how Tom does it." And I thought, well, Perry now can't see because you've taken his glasses away.
But Perry did amazingly.
He didn't need any glasses.
But Perry is also a trained dancer.
Yeah,
who is used to being thrown and stuff.
Don't mean you can dive, does it?
It helps. This annoys me on Strictly at the moment, where you look at some of them and go, Les Dennis was voted off on the first weekend, yeah. The guy who was in the West End for 2 years is still there. Of course he is. He's trained. He's learning one dance a week. One dance a week. Of course it should be fucking good. You're trained.
Who? Who's been trained?
The guy from everyone's talking about, Jamie. Amazing singer and dancer. But it is that thing where it's like, don't judge him on the same thing you're judging Les Dennis.
The minute Guru Murphy's out, I'm out as well.
I hate Guru Murphy.
Why? Why do you like Guru Murphy for?
Boy, he said very horrible things about Robert Downey Jr. He led him into a full sense of security and then pounced. And I didn't think it was nice. That man was Charlie Chaplin and Iron Man.
Well, he thought he was having a little nice conversation about his film. And then he jumped in and said, what about your personal life?
What about your drug taking? Leave him be. He's done a nice little interview with you, right? I mean, like, don't ever mention like that remake of Doolittle, but it's fine.
With the enema, right?
With the enema,
yeah, it's got an enema in it on a dragon, I think.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you've got to watch it. It's so rubbish. I've not even seen it, but I know that it's good because it's rubbish. Right?
Is that the kind of thing you're into?
What do you mean, enemas on dragons? Is it a dragon? I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I've not seen it. Are you making it? Are you high?
No, I'm tired.
Have you had a busy week? I think we both have. I think we need to do this when we're both awake.
But now I've got to go to Faversham tonight and do an Edinburgh show, basically, for an hour.
It's nice.
Let's take it to Edinburgh. Right.
We could take it to Edinburgh. You understand you're not doing an hour, though? Like, just to clarify, it's fine. Do not do an hour at the beginning of that set.
Well, last night when the accident turned up, I thought, whoa, maybe I'm doing an hour. Maybe we're doing 2 hours.
The temptation for the next one just to phone the axe.
Gemma can't...
It's been cancelled, lads.
Gemma couldn't even get out of her dressing gown when she started.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I thought... And then they had the dance.
It's an odd experience. The dance, oh my God. It was like something from Benidorm.
The dancers... Like,
why?
The splash dive team.
Oh, sorry,
the splash dive crew. We have to get what they're called. Yeah, go
this on. Is it their version of Pan's People? Did they do this and think, do you know what? Years from now, people are going to want to be part of the splash dive crew.
No, it's Strictly. I've told you, it's Strictly.
It is Strictly. It's a bit of everything. The guy from EastEnders, he was fun.
He was. I thought I wanted him to win. I wanted Gary to win.
No, we don't see enough of him anymore, do we?
No, that's his character name, Ricky. Sorry.
Good old Gary from EastEnders. Yeah, he was one of like, was he a fan favourite of EastEnders?
I think so. He went out with, I don't watch EastEnders. You have to ask them.
What tier would you put Gary in? So bearing in mind, we got a lot of EastEnders legends. You've got Phil Mitchell, Ian Beale, Mark Fowler. No. Mark, like Grant Mitchell, Mark Fowler, Ian Beale. He's Wellard. Like, No. Take that back. Wellard, Grant Mitchell, Ian Beale.
These storylines, I think they were quite big. I think he's in the Ian Beale.
Ian Beale. There's a man who's done all right for himself.
Yeah, he runs gigs in Folkestone, doesn't he? No, that's right. That's Tingy.
Tingy does look like Ian Beale. I have noted that the older Tingy gets, the more he looks like Ian Beale and a little bit like Warwick Davis.
This also... Another inside baseball. I've noticed that we talk about the comedians we know, but no one else knows who these are.
Everyone knows who Tingy is.
What? People know about Simon Baker going down the hill in a red box soapbox.
Yep. He'd love it. And if you don't, find out who Simon Baker is and then have a lovely little mental image. This was a weird one this week.
It was.
I don't understand this, why it was made. I honestly don't.
Because they hadn't done, what's it called? The one with the things.
They hadn't done the one with the things.
They hadn't done Ninja Warrior yet.
They haven't. Which is great.
Oh, we can't do that then.
You're like a Ninja Warrior.
It's all right. It's basically the end of Gladiators. I mean, the TV show. I don't mean Russell Crowe.
That'd be a great show. Just every week, they remake the end of Gladiator with a different cast.
So, how many things would you like to give it? Oh, what's the swing?
How many waves?
How many waves would you like to give it?
Four. Four waves.
I think three waves. Lower. So let's
lock
it
in.
And lock it in. Some really happy memories.
I know, the atmosphere, the camaraderie, the incredible diving.
Now I'm talking about finding a quid in the changing room lockers. Made me dare. Spent it on a fudge. Ding, ding.
Only because it warmed me up to Gemma Collins.
It did. I watched this thinking, I'm going to be like, go on, Gemma Collins, annoy me. And then by the end, I was like, oh, I quite feel sorry for you now. But she did it.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A nice person.
But she did sign the contract that said she had to jump off a diving board. And if you're scared of heights and water, then... Oh, no, that was the other Gemma, wasn't it?
Yeah. How much do you have to be offered for you to do this? If someone come to you, knocked on your dressing room.
No, I wouldn't.
At the Blackpool. You wouldn't do it?
I wouldn't do this. I would do I'm a Celebrity as long as they did. It was in my contract that I didn't get dropped out of the helicopter. I'd be like, shove off. Yeah. Because there are a few people that
don't
have to do that.
They'll let you do that.
I've got a heart condition. You can't throw me out. I'm not doing that. You can shove off.
You know, they check to see if you have a heart condition.
Well, I'll pretend I've got a heart condition.
I'd like to see you on I'm a Celebrity. I mean, there's something holding you back quite a bit right now, but wing it then.
What's that? What is holding me back? Apart from not
No
being
one knows who you are, Trev. I'll be honest. I'd send it out like, no one knows who either of us are, or we wouldn't be doing this. The minute one of us gets a little bit of that fame, we're gone. Let's be honest. When you're going to do that little bit of a talk again, now we do this to the end. That's it, mate. The minute something good comes up, I'm fucking off it.
You don't have to do this against your will. This is something that...
No, I do. I do, because it's building profile. The profile.
Also,
I'm almost up to 13 likes.
Can we also point out this was your idea?
It was my idea.
1 week I decided to do a podcast. Can we talk about the 90s for 1 week? And it's gone 2 years now. This is your fault.
I didn't think it'd be such a roaring success.
Yeah. Well,
I know. Sorry, it's been one of those weird ones where you've just listened to two tired men ranting about nothing. But thank you. We do genuinely love each and every one of you and are amazed that you listen.
See you next week.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.